morning, Arizona homeowners. Go ahead and take that rake or shovel and play a little air guitar in the backyard with your headsets on, listening to Rosie on the House. Down, 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 down. Oh, good morning on a beautiful Saturday morning. We're broadcasting live from the Maricopa County Fairgrounds for the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. We're going to be down here. Rosie on the House will be down here all day. We'll be doing demonstrations this afternoon on home security, things you can do easily in, out, and about, around your house to greatly enhance the security of your home, your possessions, and your family. We'll do another seminar on things you can do around the house to save the service call, little simple repair jobs you can do yourself, even if you've never done a repair job before. We'll be demonstrating it live on stage. Y'all come on down. That's the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show at the Maricopa County Fairgrounds here today. Tomorrow, today's 10 to 6, Sunday's 10 to 5. Hope to see y'all down here. In the Garden with John J. Harper, our lines are open at 1-888-767-4348. Am I being too much of a miser if I start cutting my lawn sprinklers back right now?
No, absolutely. Good point. You know, we are going into the time of the year when people can really save on water. I tell you, it's really hard to cut back in the summertime. It's almost impossible to overwater when it's as hot as we are. But boy, right now, you should not even be watering anywhere close to what you were watering 2 weeks ago, even. With the nights as cool as they are and the days as short as they are, you should be able to water half as frequently right now as you were 2 or 3 weeks ago. Okay, we adjust frequency, not duration. Remember, we want to calculate if they'll get that watering by the numbers brochure.
Yes, yep.
And calculate, you know, it's in the, about page 6 or 7. It tells you by the canopy of the tree or the bush how many gallons of water that plant needs or that lawn needs per watering. That never changes. It might go up as the tree or plant grows. Okay.
Yes.
But it never changes. But what does change is that in the fall, we can water half as frequently as we watered in the summer. And here in another month or two, when we get into winter, we can water half as frequently again. So you need to get acquainted with your sprinkler timer. It's that thing on the side of your house. It's a little box. It opens up with a little key or a latch. And it's easy to adjust the frequency once you develop the right duration. And, boy, and there's times in the winter, like last winter for a month or 6 weeks, I didn't water at all.
No, I turned it off, yeah.
Turn
absolutely.
It off. Learn how to flip that switch. Learn how to work that thing. You'll save yourself a ton of water and a ton of money, not in the summertime for a couple, 3 months, but the rest of the 7 or 8 months out of the year, everybody almost overwaters.
You know what we ought to do, John Jay? We ought to go talk to the guys at Toro or Hunter Douglas and have them come up with a John Jay Harper timer that would just have a setting, summer, fall, and yeah. winter. And then we could just tell homeowners, go out to your timer and turn it to fall now.
Yeah.
And it would automatically reset itself.
Some of these timers have a percentage
yes.
deal on it yeah. or a skip day. So they're getting close to that.
Yeah.
And with features like that, it does make it a lot easier. And, of course, there are the smart timers, which, you know, can help with if it does rain or we get, you know, some humidity, it'll adjust itself. But there's nothing that really takes the place of somebody just going out there and knowing how to adjust. You know, like I said, once you get it dialed in on the duration, how long you need to let stations run, it's pretty easy to change frequency.
Change frequency. Well, I'll tell you, if you do turn your sprinkler system off, put a big sticky note or a big red tag on it. System is off.
Especially if you have hanging pots, because they can't go with
well,
off.
So your wife doesn't beat you around the head and shoulders.
Yeah.
With her.
Because it rained for a couple days and you turned everything off and then forgot to turn it back on.
My little plants were hanging.
What were they?
The potato vine.
Oh. They're pretty tough. They can look pretty bad and perk right back up.
Thank goodness.
I'm really thankful.
And that's another, you know, that's another reason to have not, if you turn it off, you turn it off. But you do need to spend some time setting your system up so your pots and your hanging baskets are on a station or a valve so you can program them. These new clocks, I mean, you got you can run this every day and this every 14 days, and you know, you can really be flexible with them. So,
well, I'm just stoic enough to really appreciate my neighbors Marilyn and Jerry, whose entire landscaping is metal art to look like cactus.
You're taking a thermometer over there and put it in the middle of that yard, though, to see what their ambient temperature is at that house. I wonder what their air conditioning bill is.
Hardly anything, because they got the dirt earth mounding up to halfway up to the house.
That's true.
And the way they've designed
that metal roof's got to get awful hot, though.
Well, with the cathedral insulated attic, and we're they're in good shape. I had the guts to actually stop her on the street the other day. I said, "Your house is awesome. Can I get a tour?" And she invited us over. We had a great little tour. It's a beautiful home. It should win the Masonry Home of the Year. It really should. When it's lit at night and all that light comes in through the glass block, they've actually had like 9 accidents out in front of the house at night because it's such an eye catcher. But you're not a big fan of cast metal art, agaves and okatillas.
In the right place, yeah. But if that's all you have, no.
Wouldn't be great for your business
either. Well, I don't. I think it's an environmental aberration. You know, we're trying to create shade canopy in the city, and not an oven.
Yeah, that's true. All right, it's Rosie on the House in the Garden with John Jay. Y'all can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We'd love to visit with y'all about anything you'd like to get done around the garden. When we get back, we'll be talking to Denise, and you get in now.